the mind of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. It is possible for fallen human beings to know the mind of God and to know him so well that we can perceive what he wants for us. The mind of God is revealed in the Holy Scripture, and we know it by reading, meditating, and obeying it. We read the will of God for us and obey what he wants us to do. This is an amazing truth, that God should benefit us in this way and allow us to understand him and know him for ourselves as a person. It is the reason he made us in the first place, that we should be his friends and walk with him. The innocence of the human psyche did not last long, for we fell into a sinful state in our first hours in the garden. We succumbed to the enemy of our soul and descended quickly into sin and disobedience to our Heavenly Father, losing the privilege to walk with him in spiritual life and being rejected by him as we chose our own way rather than his way. Yet he was not surprised by our actions, but had already planned out redemption in the countless ages of eternity. It is now possible to know the Lord through the resurrection of our soul that we experience at our conversion. We can know the will of God for our life as we trust in him and know all his ways as we get to know him through the study of his precious word. Somehow, as we come to God, our souls are enlivened to know him and discern his way as we make decisions and choices in our life. We become wiser as we walk and talk with him in study and prayer. We conform more to his image and become happier in our obedience to his will and not our own. We become adept at taking up our cross and following our master as we become strong in his strength and goodness. We have a mind that is sanctified by the word, and we become more Christ-like as we live. What a privilege to know and have these gifts from the Father, and we do all we can to gain access to his purposes and stay clean from our corruptions and grow in holiness of life. We are constantly purified by the Lord as he takes us into his confidence and sanctifies us. Let us walk in the truth of his mind and heart and become like him in all we think, say, and do.